Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That's where you're at. It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Heart to Heart is the name of the show. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock and 3 Germany. Johan L says hello on something else. But right now, you're still with me and I'm honored to be talking to Sizaza Mokgethi. We are back at it again. And we gave you the sounds there from Sizaza way back then, way back. Namhlanje, do your children even know that you sang this song at some point?
No, they didn't. They're
like, no, they Mom, do. What was that? You?
No, they do. Yes, they do.
So you said that when you got into the industry, you thought it's all about singing about Jesus. We just praising the Lord. We worship it. Kanti, hey, some are there for business. How did that affect you and your relationship with God or with the church?
Oh, it affected me a lot. I don't want to lie. I really don't want to lie. Because, you know, when you're coming from church, whether you are excited, God has opened this door for you. You feel it's the time, it's the right time now. So you thought, I'll not get their name. You don't even read those contracts. You don't even understand the design. When you are excited, yeah, boss. So this is not Jesus. People are in business. So I found myself full of dilemma. But I really thank God because I feel banging is in Lancon, if in Atulangala. I don't know if you understand. Because of that experience, I want push to register my own company and start doing Izinto on my own, learning from Lapia.
And I understand that you're also empowering others. There's a group of women and other people that you are empowering. Is it in a way of also trying to protect them from what you found yourself going through as an artist?
More than anything, because in inclusive to raise a young girl into the music industry, I feel let me try to protect them and make them understand God's timing is the best. They just wait upon Him. Because of Bafuna fame and the platform. So I allow them to use my platform so that people can know them. Yes.
Sure. And how has that been? Are there success stories in that space?
They are. Ne? A lot of them, they are overseas. Now they are doing projects like a theater project. Babakata is groups, Bakule, functions, ama hotels in overseas. So abanye sebayenza amasinyo. So yeah,
And sis Zaza ngizocela ukuthi ubuye ngasesingisini ne. Hey, don't go too far. How has that helped you grow as a person and as a minister in this space as well?
You know, I've realized sharing your light doesn't mean you are dimming yours.
Yeah.
Like taking other lights into your platform, it doesn't mean yours will dim. Instead, it will shine even more brighter. You know, when we light one light in a room, it just gives that light. But if it's five lights, the light becomes more brighter. So it has helped me, even in my ministry. It has grown so much because I found myself being a mother to these young girls in terms of ministry. So I have stepped into another level, meaning in the ministry, by helping these women, bringing them into my platform. So because I've opened a door for you, so they come to me all the time when they face challenges. So I'm a mother in the industry now.
Yeah, that is so beautiful.
Amen.
So because when you got in, you were excited about God and then business boof, in your face.
Yeah.
Did you but at some point find yourself also flowing with everybody else, with the waves, going with the waves, whatever direction, to say, okay, it's business, let's make money?
Or, oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. I understand exactly the best that says, seek ye first.
The kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. Will edit and you that one. I know that I am called as a minister in this thing. This is not just a gift for me or just a talent. I'm not just pushing, because in school I studied jazz, so I could have went to do jazz or other genres, but I found myself in gospel because this is a gift and ministry to me more than anything. So I don't do things. I understand where my source is and who my source is. So the business side, yes, it's business, but I don't focus on it because God is taking good care of me.
So it's all about Him at the center of it all, the beginning the end.
Yo. More than anything, sis. Yes.
Sis Zanza, tell us about your new project.
My new project.
I love how you say it. It's a newborn baby.
Let me tell you about that one. Remember, all my albums were chronicles at the end, like blowing the horn of chronicles, meaning I was telling a story.
Yeah.
In the beginning, where I began up to now. So the previous one, it was number 7. So I'm preparing for the 8th one. Which is the new beginning. So I'm done with the chronicles now.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm entering into another dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is called The Sound of Gratitude.
Wow.
Yes.
So this time around, would you say you are filled with gratitude?
Gratitude,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, just saying to the Lord, thank you.
Hey. If it wasn't for Him, the song, Namhlankosi, the song that introduced me. To the entire world. It says, if it wasn't for Him, I wouldn't be here. So my heart is full of gratitude more than anything.
Your heart is filled with gratitude.
Yes.
And I'm sure there were doors closed at your face because you didn't want to do business.
Yes, a lot of them. But God opened them again.
Because He's the God of the impossibilities.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes.
So in your new project, there are songs like Amen, Jehovah Kiwena. Tell us about Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's a traditional, I took it from a hymn book, a Xhosa hymn book. It's the song Wakazula Nqayam. So I resonated with the message. Then I redid the song and rearranged it. So people loved it, and even overseas they sing that song like they are singing an English song. Yeah.
All right, Sizaza, let's hear this one. Come back to talk to you some more. You also do rearranging of the songs
and also write.
Wadibusa, man.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Heart to Heart.
Marasizaza kushata e waza, 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 waza. How Mara? Wow, Sawos. Chica.
Oh my God.
Oh my. That's a beautiful one there by Sister Zamokheti. Amen. Amen is the title of the song. We're sitting on exactly 26 minutes just before 3. At 3 o'clock, we say goodbye to you, and Germany, Johan also says hello to you. But right now, it's still Heart to Heart with me, and I'm not alone. I'm with the Queen, Sister Zamokheti. Now, I'm listening to the song at the beginning. It says, Wakhazulwa. I'm like, hey, man, Liwala Pagade is easy. You know, you can just say to the Americans, say Liwala Pagade, and they'll go, Liwala Pagade, you know, Liwala Pagade. But now when it comes to Wakhazulu, what?
You.
But now I'm going to wait. Yeah. But Shaisis come around. Good right. Okay. Oh man, this song is on its own. You can sense the gratitude in it, the joy in it, the celebration in it. What message should we be taking from the song as we're listening to it? There's a family member, Diana, Umanu Palwat. Amen, amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because of Christ, we are where we are.
Mm.
If he didn't come and died for our sins, I don't know who we think. So that song, it's a celebration that he came to redeem our lives.
Mm.
Yeah, he came to redeem our lives. So we are grateful and thankful to him because he's our mediator. Without him, we are nothing.
Yeah, Morezi says, Spongile, can you play the song again? Aye. I can't promise. I have to go ask for management. And there's a friend of mine who I won't mention by name. Spongile, you are left behind. We already have the song. You're talking about the song, my Tina. We are ahead of you.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you. Spongile is really, really behind.
So I'm like, we're not Tamaya Lidinako. It's true. No, but Tamaya Lidinako. And so this time around, you're filled with gratitude. But I understand that even when you're filled with gratitude, there are things that you find yourself going through in life. That you know, sometimes can look at what you're saying, the testimony that you're bringing forth, and say, Maraka nete ausaza, really now? I mean, I'm here. How do you deal with those?
You know, you no longer deal with things the same way you used to do with, especially when you have grown in the things of the Lord. You know, sometimes when you look at situations, so now I know if I'm facing with a difficult situation, it's a promotion to my next level.
Wow.
So that's my answer. So I'm no longer looking at it as a challenge. I look at it as a promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is how you face life, ne?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm hoping that family is taking notes.
The renewal of the mind.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from.
And does it help? Whatever that you're facing get out of the way quicker, or even if it's
quicker. Quicker, because you no longer look at things like the Israelites. You know, the Israelites, they went to the wilderness for 40 years. That is the angel, we don't have the years, you tend to. It's because of the murmuring, complaints, and everything. So I'm no longer there. Mm. I've risen above that.
Mm.
Yes, I do face situations and difficulties, but I see them as my promotion to the next level.
Mm. And this is why you are always filled with gratitude. I heard somebody say, Zaza, I think it was, it was Madam Claudia Sono talking about a heart filled with gratitude. And she says, when we're reading the scriptures, we found out more about giving thanks. And she says there's a secret in that. There's a secret. The Lord dwells in the praises of his people. And yes, you can pray and pray for many years, but when you start giving thanks, when you start worshiping and thanking God, then things start happening. Have you seen that happening even in your life?
Yes, it's there. The Lord, immediately when I started to step into that, he opened a lot of doors for me. like that I didn't even think I would enter into. I go overseas every after 2 weeks. Like, it's not even.
Can you put me in your bag? Can I come with?
Yes, let's go. It's not even a joke. Like, I am so surprised of the doors the Lord is opening for me. Like, you would think I'm not working here in South Africa. I'm not even in. I'm not even like that. Yeah, the Lord is really doing a new thing in Bulenium.
Sure. Sizaza, tell us about the replenishment concert that you're part of. Because now you're telling us about Bo Overseas. Hey, I hope you'll be there. For the Sunlight Replenishment. Yes, concert. Tell us about it. How long have you been with this concert?
This is my second, if not third, time being with them. And let me tell you, oh my goodness, this platform, I just wish everyone can just come, because now I see it as a pool of Bethesda. Remember the word of God when it was telling us about that man who was there for 38 years, and an angel would come, and then whoever who jumps gets his healing. But yeah, he couldn't. But Jesus said, in the latter, I will take that same river and put it inside men. Hence, he said, out of your belly shall flow the rivers of the living water. So when we begin to praise and worship God, we are just like that angel who was stirring the river, whoever who jumps. So you coming to the replenishment, listening to my ministering in song, you are like that man who will jump into the river and get your healing. So I'm inviting everyone to come, like people are, oh, I want to buy a goa. People are going through depression. Msebenzi awukho in South Africa. Like, it's a lot. So I'm just inviting you to come. Come. You know, there's nothing that reaches the soul like music. So come and be ministered into. So I'll be there ministering with my full band. So I promise you a spirit-filled show. But in the funujelena, put on your dancing shoes.
Okay.
Because it's going to be rocking. And that one, I promise you.
And Uska kenya dit lady
eitane.
Yeah. Because runaba diteki. Ritlo khata. So wear your sneakers to the concert.
Please.
When is it happening?
27th of September.
Uh-huh. Where?
27th of September. The name of the stadium, Kirabi Yokislevets. Let me check.
Mo Centurion,
ine? Yes, in Centurion. The name of the stadium, Kislevets, but it's in Centurion. Riqala ka 10.
Yes.
Yeah, ka 10 you must be. Riqala. Right, awufiki.
Okay.
Please get ten.
We are already there at the stadium.
You must be there, Yakala. I couldn't wait off. Just be there before, because get 10, Yakala.
All right, then. It is at the Super Sports Park in Centurion.
Super Sports Park, yes, in Centurion.
Okay. So, yes, will you be singing Jehovah Kiwena?
Like, I was giving a kaufela, what the Piri Bombeu, but all my hit songs I'll be doing there.
All right, tell us about Jehovah Kiwena, because it's one of the new ones as well.
Oh, Father God, Jehovah Kiwena. You know the word of God in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord and lean not into your own understanding. So that song, Iri Jehovah Kiwena, we are nothing without his presence in Bulenzetu. So, Kikupalewena, listen to it. If you live in Tutahau, it will take you to places. It will smooth your heart. And it will bring solution to whatever problem that you're facing.
Ah, take it all to the Lord in prayer. All right. Yes. We're taking those sounds by Sizaza Mokgethi, Jehovah Kiwena, and he is Jehovah.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details.
or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng. On Radio Pulpit.
Heart to Heart.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Ah, that is awesome there by Sis Zaza Mokgethi. Such an anointed song right there. There is none like our Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is God. Oh, Sis Zaza, we wish you all of God's best as you're growing. And thank you so much for having that love. Now you say you're the mother in Umama, you're a mother in the music industry, teaching others how it's done in this space. So may the Lord keep growing you and touching more lives. Don't forget me, ne? Next week when you go abroad. Don't forget me. Come and pack me up. But now, Sis Zaza, for those ones who are starting out in the music industry, the new ones, the newbies who are still excited about it, and they haven't like really seen how it is. Mm-hmm. They're just excited about God like yourself back then. What do you say to them?
I want to remind them the verse that says, seek you first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added unto you. Yeah. Because I've noticed all the new ones, they are coming because of money. Everything to them is about money. And in the ministry, it's not like that. You saw first, you are kala. There's a time for everything. They will come time for harvest.
Yeah.
So they must always remember that it's time for sowing for now when they are still coming in. So they must. So I'm not saying they must allow people to exploit them, but not everything is about money.
Yeah.
They must trust the Lord.
Yeah.
And allow time in everything. Yeah.
So if we want to have music versus Zaza, where do we go to?
Oh, in all platforms, all digital platforms, your iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, you will find me there. All my music.
No, may the Lord keep keeping you and blessing you and blessing the works of your hands. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you so, so much, Bongile. May God bless you too.
Thank you. And yes, my family, do remember she is part of the Sunlight Replenishment Concert, which is taking place on the 28th of September at the Super Sports Park Stadium in Centurion. Buga Love, Pastor Kavelo Mabelane will be part of it. Matema Muremi is part of it. Yo, Ayanda Ntanzi, Dr. Dumi, Lebus Kovela Tebu Homuloyi. Hey, ndibalabani, ndishiyabanemva. So to get your ticket, make sure that you get your ticket from Ticket Pro, or you can just visit the website www.ticketpro.co.za. And for more music, yes, it's Zaza, you can go to all digital platforms and find the music. Once More Six, together with Miso Worship, are also part of this awesome concert and giving you their song, you know, Bufagazi.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
That is Muse of Worship featuring Once More Six. Nginobu Fagazi, I have a testimony. And family, I'm signing out. You and I are going to meet again on... Oh, no, not on Monday. Tomorrow, I'm sitting in for Cheryl Moodley on the Ultimate Lifestyle Guide. So we'll meeting tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the evening. And next up, we say hello to Germany. Johan else on something else. And after Germany, we say hello to Luko Mkwedi Puti. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore in Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Matema Muremi as she says, or she is being featured there by Spirit of Praise, Make a Way. And we say hello to Dramini, Johan Els. Love you, family. Bye-bye.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.